Hello, this is Alizar, and I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Maddie.
And we're going to talk about why is sleeping important. So yeah, let's just get started. So, Maddie, why is sleeping important?
Well, sleeping is necessary for most living things, and for us, well, our body needs some time to rest, and also our brain needs some time to recharge and such. And that is what sleeping necessarily is.
Okay, cool. So what happens if you don't get enough sleep?
Well, there have been various tests, and also one person who has the world record, who is the world record holder for the longest time without sleep, and symptoms may vary from some minor things that most of us have dealt with, like crankiness and such, to some more extreme things like from the longest example in the Guinness World Records, the person had just massive fatigue, tons of hallucinations, and horrible stuff. And also, with some animal testing, because we've done that to see of what happens before it reaches humans on that sort of level, many animals die without it.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Do you think a lot of people have sleeping problems?
Oh, absolutely. As a person with sleeping problems myself, there's a lot of people with sleeping problems. Unless it's like something where it's like, you know, people who are similar find similar people. But I highly doubt that, because not only is it just me finding other people with those problems, there's also people internationally. And, you know, it's known around the world, like, sleeping problems are, you know, relatively well-versed, if that makes sense. It's like, tons of people have it. It's not necessarily, like, specific people, but there's tons around the world.
Okay, I agree with you. So, how many hours do you need for sleeping?
Well, first sleep, it kind of varies when it comes to from person to person, because there's some people who can get around with just like 3 hours of sleep, which is horrifying to imagine. There are people who can't really function with any less than 10 hours of sleep. And like, scientists have deemed that 8 hours of sleep is what people should generally have would be the most healthy in terms of most things. For me, my time when I usually go to sleep fluctuates as like with how many hours I get sleeping. So I say it's like what you should have for is like how many hours you need for sleeping would have to be, let's go with like the standard that scientists have stuck with being 8 hours.
Okay. Yeah, I think 8 hours is good enough for sleeping. That's just my opinion too. But good. Thank you. When is a good time to go to sleep?
For me, this one kind of fits in with the prior question with like the variance in like how people sleep within of how long they sleep. Mm-hmm. But with that, for me, I say is like nothing is like as like you don't stay up past 10 o'clock, because then that goes into like territory where it's like I am not getting up in the morning. But it's like that can vary from is like where it'd be like occasionally is like, oh, bedtime is 9 o'clock. And it's like, okay. But with that, it varies from person to person. But for me, I say 10 o'clock would be like the cutoff.
Okay. That's cool. How can you get better with your sleep schedule?
Well, there are various different types of sleep schedules around the world, and as like with that, there are some where it's like with the standard is like sleep one time and at night may not work for everybody. As like one of the second most popular is sleep at night and have a little nap in midday, mm-hmm. And some of the more worrying ones is don't have a full restful sleep. Take 15-minute naps throughout the day and never actually like hard sleep, which is highly worrying. But with most sleep schedules, the way how to get better at them is usually just, well, sticking to it with like alarms and such, so your internal clock can prepare for that.
Okay. So yeah, I just want to say thank you, Maddie, for your opinions in answering those questions for me, and I hope you have a good day.
I hope you have a good day and also a restful sleep.
Thank you. Bye.